More than 60 earthquake survivors were rescued in the disaster zone Saturday, but by Sunday, the numbers had fallen. Chinese media reported at least one successful rescue Sunday morning, a man recovered from a collapsed hospital in Beichuan. Reporter Daniel Scherf said after the earthquake, Beichuan looks like a war zone.
My first image when I turned the corner into the town was just a pile of twisted rubble and concrete that seemed to, it was a hill, it was a mountain of what used to be buildings, and it just seemed to stretch on forever. And I don't know how to describe it. It was just, it just seemed very surreal.
One rescue worker in Beichuan, Luo Tanfei, says his team, which includes sniffer dogs, has saved 10 people in different locations since the huge earthquake struck the region Monday. But he says he does not have too much hope of finding more survivors in that part of the city because they have not found any more traces of life. Chinese disaster relief efforts include nearly 150,000 soldiers who have been actively supporting emergency work. People's Liberation Army leaders spoke to reporters in Beijing Sunday and emphasized that soldiers are facing hardships and working together with ordinary Chinese people. Air Force Major General Ma Zhen also made reassurances that all of China's nuclear facilities in the area are safe.
Shortly after the earthquake hit, we have sent teams of the armed police and PLA men to put these, to ensure that these facilities are under very strict protection measures, and there is no problem involved here.
The Chinese government has allocated nearly $560 million for earthquake relief. Donors inside and outside of China have already contributed $860 million in money and goods. China's Ministry of Agriculture says the quake has damaged 33,000 hectares of farmland. At the same time, the tremor has led to the deaths of 12.5 million heads of livestock and poultry, which health officials say pose a major sanitation risk. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.